All right. Real quick. I'll ask you a question. Start out asking a question. All right. Hey, there, Willie. Love you, brother. Why are we here?
To love each other.
Why are we here?
To love each other.
To love each other?
To worship God.
Why are we here?
To worship God.
Worship.
Why are we here?
To glorify God. To glorify God.
Glorify God.
To thank Him.
Guidance.
Strength. Why are we here?
Fellowship.
Okay. Fellowship, glorify God, lift each other up, encourage each other. Okay. That sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Not bad. Pretty good answer.
Very spiritual.
I like that. Y'all are very spiritual. Sometimes what happens because of we get hit with life, we get hit with problems, we get hit with bills, we get hit with pain, we get hit with death, we get hit with trouble, all the stuff that's going on in your life, busyness, all this stuff, we forget what we're here for. We forget what we're here for. So I just want to kind of remind you what we're here for, why you're here. Now, those things you just said, they are good, and yes, we're here to glorify God and lift up God and all that stuff, but listen, we can do that in heaven. We can carry each other in heaven. We can praise God in heaven. Why don't He just take us now? Why don't He just take me and go? I can do all that stuff. I can talk to God. I can fellowship with God. I can do all that in heaven. Why don't He take me now and go? Why are we here? Now that I know Jesus, why am I still here?
To help other people.
To share.
There you go. We're here to get other people in.
Yeah, love one another.
We're here to get other people in. That's why we're still here. He wants us to get other people in. And what happens, we get caught up in life and we forget. And we say, oh, why am I here? My main reason. To get other people into the kingdom. And so we forget it sometimes. And so I just wanted to kind of remind you. Just wanted to go over some stuff real quick. We're trying to get them into the kingdom. Preach the gospel. We got to preach the gospel. We got to get it out. Number one, we got to preach the gospel. We got to get it out. Now, I'm like this. I think your life should come before your lips. You live it, and then you talk. I think that's the best way to preach. Actions speak louder than words. You gotta speak, but let me see it first. Jesus lived here 30 years, or 33, but He started preaching at 30. He could have started preaching at 12 because they were listening to him at 12. But he didn't preach until he was 30. He lived it, and then for 3 years, he talked. You live it, then your lips come into play. Live it first, then talk. One of the things I do, I like to play right over here in Heritage. And I like to play, I go play in by myself. I play golf. And I sing it. And they pair me up with people from all over the district. But a lot of times I'm being with people, sometimes around here. And we'll get together and they'll pair me with people and they'll play. And they'll ask me, they'll say, Dan, what do you do? After a while they'll start to talk and ask you, what do you do? And I say, I work at Sarsfield High School, right? I work with kids, I coach them. I never tell them I'm a pastor. I never say anything about being a Christian, nothing like that. What I want, especially people who are around who don't know, like I work in high school or something like that, I usually don't tell people nothing. Because what I want is I want my life to back it up. This guy said something one time. He was joking, but he wasn't joking. It was funny, but it really wasn't funny. It really was sad. And here's what he said. And so I kind of, when he said that, it just hit me so that I kind of patterned my life where I want to live it before I talk it. And the dude said, because there was this guy who was, you know, who we knew, and he was around us, and we worked together, and we were doing stuff together, and whatever. And long story short, somebody started talking about the guy. And to this, you know, this friend of mine, and the friend said, and somebody said this about the guy, he said, oh, did you know he was a Christian? He was a minister. And the guy looked at me and said, what? He said, what? And this is what he said. You know, it's kind of being funny, but it kind of shook me. He said, man, he said, if he's a Christian and I'm going to see him in heaven, I would rather go to hell. Shook me. Because he was looking at his life. And he said, I don't want that. And if that's going to heaven, in other words, that brother who was basically proclaiming the gospel with his so-called life, it wasn't working. And why are we here? Preach the gospel. That's why we're here. All that other stuff, praising him and glorifying him and spending time with him, fellowshipping with him, we can do that in heaven. Why are we here? And sometimes we forget. And so we got to keep a check on this. Okay, God, I'm here. I'm here to proclaim the gospel. And for me, this is me. The best way to proclaim it is, I got to live this thing as best I can. And when it's time to talk, talk. But I got to live this thing so that they can see, okay. Because I'm here because God wants them up there. That's number one. Does that make sense? Live your life like the gospel. Preach it out of here, the way you live. Remember, I know you got things, you got stuff going on. Christmas coming up, Thanksgiving and all this stuff, and it's things happening. Don't forget, that's one of our reasons we're here. That's one. Two, second reason we're here. We're here to work. We're here to work. Mark 2, 15 through 17. Mark 2, 15 through 17. I'm going to give you the Van Arrington version. Okay? I'm going to tell you the story, but I'm going to give you Van Arrington. But, you know, they got different versions. King James, Living Bible, you know, Message. I'm going to give you the Van Arrington version. Here's how Mark 2, the Van Arrington. It goes, Jesus was hanging out with Levi at his house. He's hanging out with him, and Levi has, and everybody hears that Jesus is there. And so Jesus is hanging out. And so all these people come. Now, the people that come were a trip. You had gangsters. You had mafia leaders. You had drug dealers. You had pimps. You had prostitutes. You had murderers. You had thieves. You had some messed up people. I mean, some messed up people. They were some rough people. I mean, had tattoos, had all this stuff. You know, and they heard about Jesus, and they all sitting down with Jesus, and Jesus started to sit down, and they started talking to him. And they're talking to Jesus, and Jesus is talking back to them, and they smiling, and they laughing, and then they ask the question, and he's talking to them, and Jesus is the truth, and so he's telling them the truth, and he's being real, and they checking them out, and they listening, and they ain't talking trash, and they're like, whoa, and they say, oh, and they having a conversation, and everything's going good. Now, there are some quote-unquote religious people, Christian people. They sitting there and they see them because they hear about Jesus, and so they come too. But when they see all these crazy people around them, and they know them people because they live in their neighborhood, and they're like, oh my goodness. And now these people, these are good people, all right? Their house is pretty. Their car is pretty. They come from a nice home. They got a nice, you know, car. Everything is right, you know. They go to Caledonia and True Blue, they got membership there, they play golf, they come to the club, they got everything just right. Alright? Everything is nice. And they're good people. They never got a ticket. They're good. They're just nice people. And they know that the Bible says, they know what the Bible says, and the Bible says, Those murderers and thieves, they will not enter the kingdom of heaven. They know that. And so they come and they see all these crazy murderers and thieves and pimps and prostitutes all hanging around Jesus. And Jesus talking to them and laughing and chilling and hanging out with them. And they're like, wait a minute, what's going on? And so they stop. They see all this going on and they kind of back up and they're like, whoa. And they say, how could he be hanging with these kind of people? What in the world? And so they back up and Jesus is just talking. He's sitting there, yo, what's up, cuz? You know, what's going on? What you been doing? You been killing who? You shouldn't do that. And so he's talking to him. Alright? And they're looking and they're like, this can't be true. He said he's from heaven. He said he's the Son of God. This can't be true. So they sit back and they're checking this out and they're like, oh my goodness. This can't be. And so, now they're way back off. Jesus, he's in his conversation, he's talking to him, and so after a while, you know, they get loud. You know, they're way back and they get loud because they want Jesus to hear this and they want everybody else to hear this. And they say, I sure know, and you're supposed to be a man of God. I sure know wouldn't be talking to the people like you're talking to. I came here to praise God and lift God up and to see somebody who's from God, and you were there talking with these sinners and these messed up people. And they say it out loud so everybody can hear. Now, and it says Jesus heard them. And so when Jesus heard them, he got up and he said to them, hey, again, this is Van Aaron, just paraphrasing. Okay. Alright. He gets up and he says to them, who needs a physician? We came here for the sick. I didn't come here for the well. I came here for the sick. Yes, in the Old Testament, there's a God who wants everything right. There's a new time now. And I want these people, and these people are sick, and I'm the doctor, and I'm coming to heal them.
Bam, paraphrase.
If you're not sick, you don't need a doctor. But these are sick and they need the doctor. I don't know if you know it or not, but the church is a hospital. It's for sick people. It's for people who are broken.
Matter of fact, we're going to go over there. What is who is for? Because Jesus talked about that.
And so that's what I'm here for.
So Jesus yells back at them because they try to show Jesus up. You know, they try to pump Jesus out, make him feel that time. And Jesus jumps to, I came here for the people who are hurting. You ain't got no problem. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to them. Shut up. And he go back and talk to them. Now, our second reason we're here to proclaim the gospel, live it through your life. Second reason, to help in the hospital. The church is a hospital. It's for the messed up. It's for the... When y'all going to go on a vacation, nobody says, hey, I'm going to go to Georgetown Memorial Hospital. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to go hang out at the hospital. Hospital ain't there for a vacation. This ain't the place to have. It's for sick people. It's for people who are hurting. God has touched you. God has blessed you. You're going to go to heaven. And you proclaim, here is the hospital. We have an opportunity to work. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. We have an opportunity to work. We get to help Jesus in the hospital. We need to help people. There's going to be people coming. There's people to come through here. I mean, that's why I keep saying, people come in, they go out. They come in. They come in, they're hurting. And when they come in, you heal them. You work on them. And then some will leave, they'll leave better. Great. Some will stay to work. It's okay. My thing is, if God has blessed you, don't just look. You get to heaven and say, okay. And God say, did you help in the hospital when people hurting? No. I ain't feel like doing that. I ain't want to do that. I just want to come to heaven. And God ain't gonna say nothing. You there. He got you. No problem. He understand me. But you could have did more. We have an opportunity to help people. We get a chance to work. One of the reasons you come to church, and it don't have to be just when there's a whole lot of hospitals. Did y'all notice? There's a whole lot of hospitals going on. I don't care where you go. I really don't. If you come here, fine, I want you to. But if you don't, go work in the hospital. Proclaim the gospel and go to work. And here's the people you got to work on. Luke 4:18 talks about it. Preach the gospel to the poor. The poor, there are people. Jesus said this, the poor you will have with you always. They're not going anywhere. Help the poor. People who are in need. Help them. They're not going anywhere. They're here. God wants us to help them. One of the big things about poor is just attention. Attention. A lot of times we overlook people who don't have much. Isn't that something? People don't have much and we act like we don't even see them. Now, if Michael Jordan or LeBron James or Denzel come around and say, hey, man, you got time? You know, I'm just in town for a few days. Could you come by and see? Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going to call to work tell them I ain't coming. All right. I'm going to tell my wife a lot of something. I'm coming. You know, I make time for you. People who already got money, got everything, don't need your time. I'll make time for them. Somebody come around and they ain't got much of nothing. We ain't got time for it. Make time. God's going to bring some poor people in your midst. Some people who are needy in your midst. Make time for them. Preach gospel to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. Heal the brokenhearted. Broken. Just imagine. You got a glass and you break it. And it breaks in all kinds of pieces. My wife likes to do puzzles. Those puzzles, those 2,000 and 2,500, 3,000 puzzles. I can't do them, but she'll take her time and she'll do all and put that whole puzzle back together so it looks like that picture. Patience, time. There are going to be some people coming in here, their lives have been broken. Totally broken. And God's going to, if you allow him, he's going to say, okay, I want you to work with that person. And it's going to take some time, might take some years. See, if I have to put that puzzle together, it's going to take me about 6 years. Right. Jackie put it in like six days. I'd take me 3 years, but whatever. But we got to work. One of my prayers is people, and I don't care if they stay, but I want them to come. People mess up coming here. I want people to come in here who ain't got it together. They crazy. You Misfit Toys, remember that? Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Misfit. I want the Misfits to come in. Mess up. And then we take our time, and whoever here, and if it hits it with you, it hits off with you, they go for it. That's what we're here for. Preach God with brokenhearted. Those captive in sin. You got a lot of people here. They're stuck. They're addicted to something. Drugs, alcohol, sex. They're addicted. They're caught in something they can't get out of. Can't get out. And they need help. Need somebody to encourage them, help them get out. I'm here. Help me. Without somebody kicking me. Satan. He is so good. He'll mess you up, get you addicted. You're on the ground, and then he'll kick you. He'll stump you. That's not us. Shouldn't be us. People come in, and we can tell they got issues. Okay, I'm here to work with you. I'm here to beat you up. I'm here to work with you. I'm here to help you get free. It might be just praying. I'm here. Captive in sin, bruised, set them free. Some people are so beat up with their past, things that have happened, they've been molested, they've been hurt, things have happened, things have went wrong, and they can't get free. And they need somebody to say, hey, you're okay. It's all right. I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to beat you. I'm not going to. It's okay. You're free. It's for the hurting. It's for the mess up. This is what the place is for. And our job is to help. Proclaim and help. The acceptable year of the Lord. The priest accepted. Just the other week, no, last week, that we just got a new car wash up at the end at the road. You know, and if you sign up in a certain period of time, it's free. It's free. Get your car wash free. It's only for a certain period of time. And you get free service. And you'll get clean. You'll get washed free. This is the time you tell people, hey, salvation is free. It's free. Because there's going to come a time, the gate's going to close, and it's off. And you have to pay for your sins. Right now, it's free. And this is the time to let people know, hey. And people are going to come in and they're going to be like, man, it's too late. No, it's not too late. This is the time. Hope blind. Because people come in with no hope. And we get to help them see. There is hope. Does that make sense? We get to preach it with our life.